Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started. I don't think I've ever been in a race car with you, Damon, but I would believe now that I don't know if I'd even get into a car with you on a normal day. But congratulations, as you have gone. Well, I guess what could be any guy's or girl's dream is to become a professional race car driver. So first of all, congratulations. A little bit of a dream come true, but I also know that it's a labor of love. You know, you did it from grassroots racing with your fascination, as I called it way back when you liked to do ice racing and going onto the Gimli racetrack. But now, a pro racer, going pro, SRO America, and the second season, I can't believe it. And you're going to be leaving in days for season three, but season two in the middle of COVID. But given that I know you, Damon, no one else would be doing a television series, a reality series on himself in the middle of COVID about race car driving. Correct?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was not easy. It started out easy. The first season was a little bit tricky because, you know, we had to kind of figure the whole show out and kind of get to know the series and all the people involved. And, you know, there's a learning process to that. And then second season, I'm like, okay, we know we're going to hit the ground running. We know exactly how this is all going to go. We had our first event, no problem. Second event, canceled due to COVID. So I was in Florida on March 12th, 2020, when they, you know, Heather's calling, my wife's calling me on the phone saying, like, they're talking about shutting the borders. You got to come home. Like, what are you talking about? It's fine. And yeah, they shut down the race, which was like the Grand Prix of St. Pete. So like they blocked off the whole city streets. IndyCar was there. Like it was a huge, huge event and they shut it down. And I was actually sitting in my car waiting to go out for practice when they canned the event.
Wow.
So we all came home and spent, you know, 3-4 months at home. Mm-hmm. And then things kind of started opening up here in Manitoba and the race season started up again in July, mm-hmm. but it was very different. You know, it was international travel by air. And so, you know, navigating border crossings and, you know, I had to get special waivers from Homeland Security to enter the country. And like, it was really different. And, but yeah, it was, we just kept on going, you know, and we just didn't stop. So in some ways I kind of feel like it was a bit of an opportunity too, because it seems like the world stood still and we didn't.
No. And I guess for the viewers out there too, Damon, sort of fill us in on the type of race car driving. You know, first of all, obviously we could think of Formula One, but no, this is a different type of race car that you are personally driving, correct?
Yeah. So in 2019 and 2020, I was in a series called SRO TC America. SRO mm-hmm. is like an international racing sanctioned body. And TC America stands for touring cars. So it's basically sports cars that are converted to racing. So they're similar to what you could buy. So I was mm-hmm. racing a Subaru BRZ, which you know, you could go buy, but you know, it had like roll cage and fire protection and you know, a bunch of suspension and
it was,
you know,
a race,
like,
car.
A lot of other stuff. Yeah, it turned into a race car and raced that for 2 years. And then starting this year, I'm racing a Supra GT4 car.
Yeah.
And GT4 car is GT racing. They're kind of kind of based on a car, but instead of being based on like a Subaru BRZ, you know, it's like the Toyota Supra, McLaren 570S, BMW M4, things like that. And those cars are made by the manufacturers. So the level of refinement and, you know, engineering that goes into it's on a totally, totally different level. A lot faster, a lot more reliable, and a lot more sophisticated cars, lots of carbon fiber, lots of very sophisticated suspension and electronic systems in them. And GT4 is kind of like the entry level. There's that, there's one series below GT5. They don't have that in North America. But GT4 is kind of like the entry level into the GT class, which is
cool.
Pretty much GT cars are the highest end of like production based cars you can get.
So how fast after can that, these cars? How fast can you go?
We probably won't get over much over 160 miles an hour in them.
Well,
but they could go faster. You just the tracks are just usually not long enough to go faster. They're fast enough.
So by now, though, you've been racing for a while. I mean, the courses now, do you know? Or again, is season three going to be a lot of the same thing, you know, learning courses and learning the curbs and whatever angles? For you?
No, you know, I've been around the series enough. I'm pretty sure all the tracks are the same this year, except for possibly Mosport in near Toronto. But that might get canceled due to COVID, because I don't think Toronto's going to, or Ontario's going to let a bunch of American race car teams come in May.
No.
You know, maybe if it was in October, but probably not in May. So that might not be happening. So we might be going to another track that we've been to before.
Yeah.
But yeah, now the learning curve is just the car.
Yeah.
Not the tracks.
Yeah.
So
it's a little bit
easier. I don't know. Haven't been in the car. I was supposed to be in the car last week, but we had to postpone because there was a bunch of travel restrictions coming and I didn't know what they were going to be exactly. And I didn't want to be trapped.
No, not this time.
So I wanted to wait until I knew for sure what I was dealing with in terms of restrictions and whatnot.
And so like,
I'll be getting in the car this weekend.
Oh, wow. This is like getting a new car all the time. I was just going to say, just sort of talk a little bit, I guess, on the team and the camaraderie or like, because you're driving, like you're in competition with each other. It's not like, you're a team, so to speak. So what are those dynamics like?
You know, it's interesting. Like everybody's really, really nice. The team, the guys on my team have all been people I like and we all get along. And, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, wanting to get kind of annoyed with each other a bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all sort of in the same boat. We all know the drill. So, you know, if your teammates may be a bit more aggressive with you than you'd like or vice versa, you might not like it, but you understand it. So it's, you know, it's easy to, it's not too hard to deal with.
So season two is out. And where can we see it?
Actually, season one
starts
playing on CBS Sportsnet on Sunday.
Perfect. Okay.
The 21st.
All right. And how many
episodes?
The only
thing is CBS Sportsnet is only available in Canada, in Eastern Canada.
Ah, okay. So
it's an American, mainly an American network. But
any
we're working on some deals in Canada. We're just... To be honest, the U.S. was the priority. It's the biggest market. And the thing is, when you make an arrangement with an American broadcaster that might have some Canadian territories, you kind of have to play it their way. So,
Interesting.
We have to find some options. You know, you're really managing the rights of the show and, you know, where it can go and where it can't go and what's a conflict and what's not a conflict. And so it's that's also a bit complicated. But we're hoping to have it in Canada soon.
Good. Well, you know what? You can just keep us informed. And really it is behind the scenes of your journey, getting in and sitting behind that race car. Just, I guess, as a closing question, you have two lovely daughters, twin daughters. Are they going to follow in their dad's footsteps?
I have no idea. I know. Rachel likes to, they have their little cozy coop and, you know, they'll be sitting there banging on it with their toy hammers. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're fixing the race car. I'm like, okay.
See?
So, I don't know. You know, if they want to, I'm sure that's going to be extremely stressful for me. And if they don't want to, that'd be just fine. So, you know, You do what you got to do.
Well, super cool. I mean, hopefully they'll eventually be able to see season 1, 2, and 3 of their dad. And I think that is awesome. And we're also proud of you here in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Now, fingers crossed, maybe we get to see you race in Toronto. That'd be even better. But like you said, maybe the summer is a little too soon. But
if Mosport happens, I'm renting a house and bringing the whole family out.
Ah, well, but that's
great.
I don't
think it's going to, but I want to.
All right. So, Damon, congratulations. Looking forward
Thank
to season you. 3. And I want to see you bring home a trophy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tracy.
Okay.
Team's working like crazy to get a new motor in that car.
The biggest fear that we lived in was, God forbid, somebody wants to come out to the shop, as we were still doing it out of the driveway.
15 kilometers an hour more going into that corner. Oh my God, did I ever go flying off that cliff?
For listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com and listen to our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, 4-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.